Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Final hour of Ben and Woods, final hour this week. Just a reminder, everyone, when you don't hear us tomorrow morning, try not to panic. I mean, we certainly want you to miss us. That's fine. But we won't be on the air tomorrow. And then we won't be air on the air Monday right. For Memorial Day. So we'll be back on Tuesday morning, 6 a.m.
It'll be just me and you. Paulie will be kicking it in Vegas. Paulie will be back Thursday, so it's going to be a little bit different, as it's a little bit different right now with these two heathens in studio. Hey, I'm on the radio, so if you could be quiet, that'd be fantastic.
Let me throw out, since we need an over-under bet.
This is a nightmare.
Yeah, an over-under bet for the weekend. Padres, over-under.
Oh, my God.
Over-under.
He can't curse on the air. Oh my God. Bo, that's a bad word.
I know you picked yesterday, but I'm gonna set the over under and Woods is gonna take care of the children. Do you want to just take off just an hour early here? This is torturing me just watching you have to deal with this. While I wait for Woods to deal with this, I will throw out a congratulations to J.D. Wicker, athletic director at San Diego State.
Yes.
Who yesterday was named the athletic director of the year in college sports by the Sports Business Journal at an awards ceremony in New York that he attended and gave an acceptance speech. Was the first ever non-Power 5 conference athletic director to win that award. Obviously credit for getting Snapdragon Stadium open, having a basketball team that went to the championship game at the Final Four, and some other good things that have been happening in and around the San Diego State athletic program, being noticed by people around the country. The Aztecs have set themselves up for potential invitation to a Power 5 conference coming up. Everything coming up. J.D. Wicker this year, and he was honored as such last night by the Sports Business Journal at a big awards ceremony in New York City.
Wow. Nice to win awards, I bet.
All right, quickly, over-under bet. I'll let you make another pick here this weekend. I'm kind of hot.
You're plus 30.
I'm
right
plus 30.
Now.
Here is the over-under bet. I'm going to try to give you one you
Ben's
can win easily.
Ben's the worst gambler in the world, if that tells you how bad at gambling I am.
There are going to be five games, right? Between now and when we come back.
Today,
Padres play on Monday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're off Monday.
So four games. All right. 1.5 wins for the Padres. That's all. 1.5 wins for the San Diego Padres between now and Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. when we return. Now, I will warn you.
Jeez.
Like, if they get rained out, that counts. It's not a win. You have to get two wins out of possibly four games to win that one.
I'm slamming.
I don't know what the forecast is for New York City.
No, it's supposed to be nice. Really nice.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Hannah's going to be there.
Yeah.
She knows.
Trust me.
So you're not worried about a rainout. You should have all four games played. They have to win just two of them. 500.
Oh, just two.
Yeah.
Who's on the bumps?
Snell
today.
Okay. There's a Musgrove Day, sure. I think a Walk-A Day, and then Darvish on Sunday.
You got to win three out of four.
I hate to be a dick. I'm taking the under one.
Under 1.5 wins in the next four games.
I mean, I've been gambling so poorly lately.
You'll be happy to lose that one, at least.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Happy to lose that one if that's how it pans out this weekend.
My son dropped a GD on the air.
Yeah.
Did you dump it?
I did.
You did?
It was off the mic, so I don't know.
Do you think that's the first time that a 5-year-old has ever had to be dumped
there's
off
the engineers,
the radio
yeah.
stream?
Bill's out here to drop the hammer on
Taylor GD. I'm like, oh my God. Nice parenting, Dad.
Wonder where he gets it.
No kidding. Definitely his mom. That is unreal. That is. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry.
At next year's Dad of the Year Awards, you don't think you're going to be honored like J.D. Wicker was, big trophy?
I mean, if I buy a table, I could probably get one. You know, that's how it works, but that's cool.
All right, let's get to some headlines, Paulie.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right. Once again, we are asking, how can we bless the mood?
I really don't know at this point.
Just bring the boys back in. That'll bless the mood.
I think going away for 4 days is the best thing that can happen, because if we're as unlucky as we feel like, we'll have a lot of wins that we won't get to talk about while we're gone.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, my boy Mazzone yesterday goes, I'm glad that's a night out. Garnered us one win so far. It's the Nationals, man. And the Nationals and the Royals, those are the ones.
Now, if they win today.
They win the series.
You're not going to complain about winning a series.
No,
you win
no.
Two
God,
out of
we
every
haven't
three,
won a series in
You
weeks.
Win two out of every three games, you're fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
it's hard to see the forest through the trees, though.
Yeah, they're going to lose some games the rest of the season. We can't panic every single time the Padres lose, yet it does feel that way when you lose to the Nationals. But they were never going to win every single game on the road trip. They were never going to win every single, you know, sweep every series the rest of the way. That's not how baseball works.
Nope.
So we have to accept some losses.
Oh, we
what
have.
Happens today then determines how we should feel about this series against the Nationals. Paulie?
You got to win this game today.
You kind of do.
Like, you just got to win this game.
You kind of do. You kind of do.
All right. It's a Triple-A lineup! Triple-A. Dom Smith. Some guy named Call I've never heard of.
Every single average in their lineup
Candelario.
Is better than the average of every player in the Padres lineup.
It's unreal, man. Unreal.
I hate it. Maybe we'll watch some hockey tonight.
Yeah, hockey.
The Stanley Cup playoffs continuing. So yesterday, the Panthers beat the Hurricanes 4-3. They swept the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's over.
That is over.
I saw someone point out that might have been the closest sweep in playoff history in any sport. Because, you know, you win four games, you think, oh, you absolutely dominated. No.
Let's go back.
Of the games.
Game one.
Yeah.
In quadruple overtime.
Yeah. Four overtimes.
Three you watched some of that one, Benny.
Yep.
Game two, Panthers won 2-1 in overtime.
In overtime.
Game three, Panthers won 1-0.
Yep.
In regulation. And yesterday, they got the sweep 4-3 in regulation.
On a goal with 4.9 seconds left in regulation.
Oh.
Was I mean,
10 goals for the Panthers. 1, 2, 3.
I mean, we don't 6. Care about the Carolina Hurricanes, but if you are a Carolina Hurricanes fan, like our friend Jordan in North Carolina, that was a torturous series.
Yeah.
Every single game, you were like a hit with runners in scoring position away from winning.
Oh.
One bounce of the puck goes your way.
Brutal.
The Hurricanes could easily be walking away with a sweep of their own.
Yeah.
We can relate.
That series.
We can relate.
That's how close it was, and they lost every single game.
If you want to watch some hockey tonight, 5
By the way,
o'clock.
Matthew Tkachuk had 3 of the 4 game winners.
Not bad.
In that series
tonight
as well.
In the NHL?
That's badass.
Yeah.
Tonight in the Western Conference Finals, the Golden Knights taking on the Dallas Stars.
They're about to sweep
Dallas,
aren't they?
And Vegas leads Dallas. That series 3-0.
Yeah.
So they are going for the sweep, 5 o'clock tonight on ESPN.
I know Canadian. So I don't think there hasn't been a Canadian Stanley Cup winning team since Edmonton. I mean, it's been like decades. And you've got to be looking at Canada. This is our national sport, and you're going to have Florida against Vegas.
Somebody in
the Stanley Cup Finals.
Somebody in our chat. Remember last year, Astros Guardians in MLB playoffs. It was like sweep, but it was so close. His name is Satan's Blowfish, by the way. Yeah, he said, remember that one? That was those are good series. Those are really, really good series. And of course, you're like, but we just got swept. But God bless. And it's excruciating because you're so close every time.
In the NBA, yet another update on Ja Morant, who's just made several appearances on Don't Do This and other parts throughout our last few weeks and months. Yesterday, police in Tennessee conducted a welfare check on him after he posted some bizarre or cryptic messages on his Instagram account.
Saw that, man.
So early Wednesday, or possibly even late Tuesday, like overnight, Morant posted and then deleted some messages and pictures on his Instagram account. Said like, "Love you, Ma," with a blue heart.
No.
"Love you, Pops," with a blue heart. "You the greatest, baby girl. Love you," with a blue heart. He then followed all of that and just said, "Bye."
Bye. Little cry for help.
Maybe. That's at least what the police
were
thinking.
That's what they thought. Somebody tipped them off and said, "Hey, man, go check this guy out."
But in actuality, he was just pulling a Woods.
What does that mean?
Correct.
What is a Woods?
Yeah, so police were alerted, and they went to his home yesterday morning.
What does pulling a Woods mean?
They checked on him, and he's fine. He said he is just taking a break from social media.
Oh.
That's what pulling a Woods is.
But it was...
He was saying goodbye to Twitter, not to existence.
But I didn't say... I didn't do that.
No, but hey, you disappeared from social media.
But I told you guys I was nuking.
You did.
Yeah,
He didn't say it directly.
You used one of your platforms to explain why you were leaving another platform.
Yeah, right.
And Ja
didn't.
He
technically kind of did, but he also could have just written some text on an Instagram story.
Does he show up to the door like in gym shorts, no shirt, holding a Pop-Tart, and he's like, "What did I do now?" And they're like, "Bro, are you good?" He's like, "I'm having breakfast.
Bro, I'm playing Fortnite."
Yeah, I swear Fortnite. I did not post any more videos of myself with a gun.
There's no guns here. I did nothing. He's like, "What?" They wake him up. He's like, "What? What's going on?" He's just in his gym shorts, like in his socks. I'm like, "Ja, are you okay?" He's like, "I'm good."
Heck, if they sent the police out every time people tweeted out things that sounded like they were depressed, entire Padres Twitter would be visited constantly by the police.
There's no question.
No, but tip of the cap to the police for at least just checking on him.
No doubt. Because sure.
It was weird to see that.
You forget, again, he's such a young kid. He's, 24? 27? 24? I think he's 24, isn't he?
He is 23.
23 years old, man. I mean, I'm very sympathetic to young people making stupid mistakes, as I was one of them for many, many years.
You're 48 and you can't deal with social media.
Yeah, 100%. That's not,
you're more than double the age of Ja Morant.
That's unfair to say.
All right.
I choose not to anymore. Well, you're right, I can't.
Finally, gentlemen, something went viral on TikTok and just spurred a ton of people to weigh in on the subject. A woman given a masterclass in pettiness.
Love this.
Woman in the UK has gone viral. She caught her boyfriend cheating.
Okay.
It happens. Not a good thing. It doesn't feel good. And she got back at him. Not by cheating. She didn't physically assault the guy.
Did she go carry Underwood and slash his tires?
You're close, but not quite.
No.
She hid smelly food in his apartment.
That's a good bit.
And there is a video where she opens up the curtain rods above his windows and stuffs a bunch of shrimp in there.
In the rods.
She said his place smelled for months, and he had no idea. You're not checking the curtain rods.
You've just inspired me to hide things in curtain rods, Paul.
So this woman,
I don't know what I would have to hide. Like, I've never had a lot of cat. People like stuff cash in. I don't. what am I, $74 in a curtain rod
Walter
somewhere?
Walter White over here thousands of dollars in a mattress or something. Yeah. So her video went viral and inspired a ton of other people in the comments and other videos to share some of their revenge stories. And along the same lines, just some of the highlights from this. Somebody removed the back panel from their ex's television and stuffed crab meat in it. Like screwed off the back panel of the television, which turned the TV on. It's going to get hot. Disgusting. A woman brushed her ex-boyfriend's toilet with his toothbrush and then put it back on the bathroom counter.
My son just got a marker and wrote on my other son's brand new Nikes.
Oh.
This is really going well.
There goes the resale value on eBay.
Come here, bud.
I think the best revenge is just living well. You don't need to stuff crab meat in someone's television.
Somebody filled a spray bottle with milk and then sprayed the
everywhere
milk
just to get
just
that sour
ever so
smell.
Lightly.
Yeah. You don't see
all
it.
All over his carpet.
Just a nice sour milk smell all over the place. I hate bad smells.
I do too. The worst smell I've ever smelled in my entire life, number one, bar none. Protein shake. Drank it in the car. And I think it was one of the homemade, like you shake it with water, drank it in the shaker, left it in my car, and it rolled under the seat. And I was like, man, I smell the faint smell of something horrendous. And I popped the top on it. And it almost threw up. It was by far the raunchy, and I have two small kids, the raunchiest smell you have ever smelled in your entire life.
We had
life.
A critter of some sort crawl into an air duct and die once, and you could smell in the house like smell
dead
of
squirrel.
Rotting death.
I pranked somebody in high school. I went to the market, the fish market, and got like an actual fish, you know, head
giant
and everything,
fish.
Like giant dead fish.
Did you go to that one in Seattle where they throw the fish
at
you?
Place market.
This is awesome.
Went down, got a fish. There was a salmon, I think. I don't know. Got a fish, duct taped it underneath somebody's car.
Oh, that's a good bit.
Hot exhaust
hot
and
fish.
Everything.
Yeah.
Smoked salmon.
Yeah, that's delicious.
All automobile right. Smoked salmon.
Go to break so I can go out and scream at
all
my
right,
kids.
Go. You know, Adam's here. He's the babysitter has
hey,
arrived.
Hey, guys, can you make me a graphic for this?
The babysitter
hey, Bo, I got an
has
idea for
arrived.
A viral video.
Blake Snell is in a big spot today, not coming off from his best start of the year. Can Blake get things turned around? We'll look ahead to today's series finale rubber game matchup against the Washington Nationals. Do that coming up with more Ben and Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Did a nice thing for us at Channel 10 yesterday, a little Memorial Day barbecue, grilling up some hot dogs for employees, but they weren't beef and bacon hot dogs.
Could have been better.
Yeah, I think they could have been a little bit better. Paulie is going to be out somewhere today with Slater's 50-50 beef and bacon hot dogs, Ralph's in Encinitas.
Yeah, a little Odyssey takeover at Ralph's off El Camino Real in Encinitas. I'll be there from 1 to 3 today representing the crew. It's the launch of Slater's 50-50 beef and bacon hot dogs, so pick some up for the weekend. You also have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Padres take on the Pirates later this summer. I think that's in July is when Pittsburgh comes to town. And then, our buddy John from KS1 will be there after. I think he's like 3 to 5 p.m. But, yeah, come hang out. Come say hi. And I would love to see you guys.
Same shopping center where I took my dog yesterday to get her stitches out at the vet.
How's she doing?
She's doing okay. Still have to a little antibiotic cream just on one little area under there that I still have to apply twice per day. Just to make sure it heals properly. Oh, no. It's a lot of work.
It is.
Being a pet owner. Or a parent, as we've seen this morning.
Oh, my God. You guys have seen me at my in the blender.
You call me almost every day right around this time, and you're in the blender, and I can hear the children in the background, but it's another thing to see it in person.
See, watching it live is really something. And they are
not
really,
just me, but a couple hundred of our friends on YouTube
just watching
as well.
Live and saying, "Oh my Lord, yeah, it's a lot, man, it's a lot." But labor of love, Paulie, is what they call it.
So it's a bump day for Blake Snell today, and you look at his overall numbers; they look pretty ugly. 1-6 with a 5.4 ERA. He's got to be better than that. But I looked into the numbers behind the numbers, and while this is true of every pitcher pitches almost invariably. Pitches better when they're ahead in the count versus behind in the count.
Sure.
The numbers with Blake Snell are shocking.
Staggering, right?
Absolutely staggering. If he throws strike one, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. When he is ahead in the count, at an 0-1 count, he gives up a 400 OPS. At an 0-2 count, he gives up with two strikes, 333, 250 OPS, and a 1-2 count. When he is ahead in the count, it's over. When he gets behind in the count on a 1-0 count, OPS 1636. When he's behind 2-0,
crap.
2000. When he's behind 2-1, 1917. When he's behind 3-1, 1750. And on a 3-0 count, just happened a couple of times, 4,857 OPS. It's shocking.
The 1-0 numbers.
How much strike one determines whether or not Blake Snell is going to get the job done or not.
And I know it's not the highest of the bunch, but the 1-0 OPS of 1600.
Yep, 636 average.
Is stat
1000 slugging percentage. Yeah, that's
staggering.
You know, it's a limited sample size even at this point.
Sure.
In the year, but
I mean 1-0 is
because that's only times where the guy swings and puts the ball in play.
Right.
Because otherwise, 1-0 you swing, that doesn't go on to there. That just becomes a 1-1 count then. But
Of
the guys who have put the ball into play, they're dominating when they're ahead in the count against Blake Snell.
Holy crap.
And when he's ahead in the count, he is dominating.
That's been the, that's been the knock.
It's true of everyone, but in Blake Snell's in particular, so important that he gets ahead in the count.
And the other thing for Blake, so important that he gets run support, and that is not something that really any of our pitchers are getting at all. And he had a really decent streak, man, of 3 games, 6 innings, each time, right around 100 pitches. And obviously, we got to stop begging Blake Snell to be to economize. He's not an economical pitcher.
By the way,
because of the book, as you just said, what's the book?
Wait him out. Yeah.
By the way,
he's only given up three hits on the first pitch all season long.
Yeah.
So it's almost like just groove one in there.
Yes, exactly. Until teams adjust and do something else, Blake should basically just be throwing a fastball down the middle every single time.
Yeah.
And then he becomes one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's ahead of the count.
Staggering. He had that streak, six innings, about 100 pitches. He's not an economical pitcher. Let's stop begging him to be. You can wish it all you want. It's not going to happen. He has economical innings. The thing with Blake, and I think this is true for a lot of big league pitchers too, it's the snowball. If you boot one behind him, you're screwed. If he walks somebody, you're screwed. If he walks two guys, you're dead. The game feels over at that point. It's what happened in his last start against the Red Sox. I mean, he walked two guys, and you're like, all right, that's church for us. Might as well do something else. Blake has some of the nastiest stuff in baseball. We've said it like a mantra. He's just has to figure out how to get out of his own head, nameless, faceless opponent, stare at the glove, and I know it's so much easier said than done.
But that great stuff means nothing if he's behind in the count.
Right.
Because they see a spinner coming, and they're ahead in the count, 1-2, no, they're not going to swing at that.
They wait for the heater then.
It probably is going to break below the zone, because they usually do, because he's got such nasty stuff.
He does not throw those secondary and third pitch. He does not throw them. You know, you'll watch Michael Walker, right? And Michael Walker will pitch backwards sometimes. He'll go 2-0, and he'll just snap a curveball in there, and Nola doesn't move his glove. Oh, God, he's pitching backwards on me. Strike one. Blake Snell, 2-0, and he decides to pitch backwards, and he throws a slider. It bounces in the dirt. Now you're 3-0.
Right.
He doesn't have that.
It only works when they're protecting against the fastball.
1-2, yep.
And they have to swing, and then they go right over the top, and he gets his strikeouts, which he gets.
And it doesn't mean, yeah, he always gets his Ks. It doesn't mean he's not nasty. He's absolutely nasty. If Ruben Niebla could figure out how to harness that, or even just say, Blake, throw that slider almost like give up on it halfway. You don't have to throw it like a fastball, because there are guys, and I love this pitching talk. Greg Maddux talking about Tony Gwynn. I couldn't get him out with anything, so I started throwing my changeup as hard as I do a fastball, and my slider. I started throwing my slider like a fastball, mixing up speeds. Blake has two speeds. Well, he has one speed. Everything's hard. Everything's just hard, 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 hard. Some of it spins, some of it doesn't. But man, if he could just almost kind of half-ass the slider for a strike.
If he could get a get-me-over slider early in the count.
Oh, it's
imagine what a weapon that would be for Blake Snell, because no one's going to swing at him.
No.
They see the spin.
They see the spin, they're like, nope.
No chance. If he could get that over, get ahead in the count. I just told you the numbers when Blake Snell is ahead in the count, how insanely good they are.
It's so hard.
It feels like what you need from Blake Snell right now.
That's exactly right, Benny. So big, big start for him. Would be so nice to end... You know, to win this series, and especially after yesterday's game of just paltry, anemic offense, again, bad defense. So,
don't know much about the guy he's facing. Jake Irvin, a right-hander who wears number 74 for the Nationals, is pretty anonymous. 1-2, 5.5 ERA. You know, sounds like a body that they're throwing at the Padres today. It's the kind of game when you have a former Cy Young Award winner and a team like the Nationals is throwing a warm body out there. These are the kind of games you want to win 8-1.
I'm not going.
It just doesn't. It hasn't been happening for the Padres this season.
I mean, no small tasks this weekend against the Yankees. I think they will get Cole on Sunday. Is that right?
Darvish Cole.
Is it Darvish Cole? All right. Well, I mean, look, the Cole is really good. I think some of the other guys in the rotation are beatable, but anybody can get these.
According to ESPN, it's Musgrove, Severino.
Okay, then he's fresh off an injury.
Waka undecided, and then Darvish Cole.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you can win two of those games, but you got to win one game. You got to win today.
Early games on Saturday and Sunday as well. 10:05 a.m. 10:35 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
Excellent.
Hannah has rejoined the chat.
Oh, from the plane.
She says, I'm living the dream in first class right now. Hope you're having a good show with our little angels.
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. So fun.
I've had a good time.
I've had a good time.
We got to get Woods to the finish line.
Who is having a worse time, me or Ben? I think Ben.
I'm okay.
Are you?
Yeah. I feel bad for you.
Oh, don't feel bad for me. I love this. I wanted
Adam's
this.
Watching the kids right
he
now.
He is. God knows.
Adam's
having
a worse time.
Babysitter, Adam.
He just left his house with three kids.
How much does he charge you per hour? Is it like $9 an hour for babysitting?
Is he docking your pay for today?
Probably.
You have to give him a ride back home when he's done?
Now, Bo dropped a GD on the air. Paulie dumped it, but Adam was mad at me that I used the D word. So I apologize. But I didn't say, like, I called myself a that. He doesn't like that word. So I apologize. Just, is what it is. A jerk, I should have said. Isn't that funny? You can say jerk and that's fine, but you can't say every Tom, Dick, and Harry, right?
Like, yeah.
That's no problem there.
We're going to...
skating on thin ice.
That's what I do.
Our last segment of the week is next. We're going to bring back our favorite moment of the week.
Oh, man.
It was pretty
so much fun.
Obvious what it was. That's coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Doesn't matter where you've been, as long as it was deep, yeah. You always knew to wear it well, and you look so fancy, I can tell. I don't want you hanging out and talking in your sleep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
See that video yesterday of Mookie Betts and his travel case of cooking utensils that he takes on the road with him?
I have so many questions about it. He essentially, Mookie says when he goes on a road trip, he opened his suitcase and he showed everybody. There's pans and spatulas and jellies and jams and spices and
Like a gas cooker?
A gas cooker. So what he'll do is he'll get to the hotel and he will order groceries, like an Instacart situation. He'll find a Vons and they'll deliver him eggs. And I was blown away. And I don't know. Did he give a reason for why he does it? Does he not want like to eat? Does he want to be able to control what he eats?
Yeah, I think he wants, okay. He's an athlete, wants to control that's everything good. About what he's eating.
Is there a cheap aspect to it? Or that's actually, you're saving some money. You are. You're saving some money.
Yeah,
doing
I would think
that.
So. Yeah, I mean, you know, like eating out is always expensive, especially hotels. I mean,
yeah.
Room service is expensive
exorbitant.
As it gets. He likes to be able to just make himself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah. So that's
he's
not
on the
super
road.
Healthy, though.
No, but for an athlete, especially when you're expending a lot of calories and exercising constantly, that's not the worst thing to have.
No, for sure. But I also wondered, is there a part of him that's like, I don't want somebody from Philly or San Diego to put, you know,
like a safety
short and curlies in my omelet this morning. I'd prefer not to eat this guy's loogie. If I had my druthers, I'd rather not eat somebody's loogie that knows, oh, that's Mookie Betts in room 296. Here, watch this. Plucks a booger out and puts it in his omelet. Right? I mean, that's your...
You'll be closer to the L.A. area today.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be careful about anywhere you eat.
And anywhere I go.
I guess this is going to Stephen Woods' table.
I mean, they don't know me at Wendy's, Paulie.
I mean, my favorite thing about traveling is, you know, trying different restaurants,
sure.
Eating out in different cities. And he pretty much denies himself, a guy who travels constantly for work, denies himself what I think is the best thing about going somewhere else.
It would get old, though, I would imagine, after many, many, many... He's been in the league forever. So at a certain point, you're like, I want to stay in my hotel room, and I'm just going to cook myself a nice set of scrambled eggs and some toast, which is... The packing of all of it and, like, the cleaning of it, that would be the beating
that
for me.
That seems like a beating, especially when nowadays you can DoorDash from any...
Oh, is he
restaurant
vegan?
In a town.
Somebody said he potentially is vegan.
Okay, but you can DoorDash from a restaurant in town.
Yeah, again, though.
To a hotel room.
Mookie Betts.
You know that it's Mookie Betts, though?
Sure.
How would you know?
In DoorDash?
I guess.
Yeah, it's got your name, credit card.
You could certainly put it under a pseudonym, though.
Mason Saunders, maybe.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, by the time it's delivered, no one's done anything to it.
What would your pseudonym be?
My pseudonym.
Yeah, like if you were so famous.
Well, I had to
Ben
do it, remember?
Hoggins.
I did
Ben
it
Hoggins.
That's too obvious.
Yeah, it is.
It was Dan Stevens, remember?
I forgot about Dan Stevens. What was Dan Stevens again?
I had to do these news reports at
an old
radio station, but we weren't allowed to use our real name, so they said,
oh my God.
You have to use a made-up name. What's your made-up name? And I just kind of panicked, and I went,
Dan Stevens.
Dan Stevens.
You couldn't get more newsier than, it's me, Dan Stevens.
What really happened?
What really happened last night? So I did one of my first jobs I ever had in high school. We all got jobs at this telemarketing place. And they paid a fortune, like for high schoolers at the time. We're talking 1992, 93. It was like $15 an hour, which was more money than we knew what to do with. But we worked for the Police Activities League, PAL,
yeah.
PAL. And it was our job to, you know, call and try to sell. Well, I don't even remember how it worked, but it's just like stickers. Hey, you need to get the new PAL sticker for your car, and
it's like a donation sponsorship kind of thing. Yeah,
my name, the name that I used was because you try to sound like you don't want to sound like a 18-year-old kid.
Yeah,
so the name I used was Jack Anderson.
Jack,
and I would affect this real Southern, like you'd answer the phone. Hell, it was just old people. Like, hello, like. Man, this is Jack Anderson. How are you? I'm with the Police Activities League. And you real, like, it kind of...
Got some good Ted Lasso vibes.
Yeah, way before Ted Lasso. And you sell these people, and you had, like, we had, like, four-hour shifts. And, you know, you make $60 in a four-hour shift. You do that 3 days a week. That's a lot of dough for a junior and senior in high school. So, yeah, Jack Anderson was mine. Dan Stevens
Paulie,
was
do you have a pseudonym?
You have a pseudonym, Paulie?
In mind?
I don't.
No? Okay.
I never really thought about it.
All right. We've never really had to. You know, we don't need to check in at hotels under a different name.
So last segment of the week, as I promised, we're going to go back and play what was our favorite moment. Comes from a Tuesday both had us absolutely laughing.
You spit.
Well, I may have, yeah.
You did.
We'll get to that right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, we both do quite a bit of preparation for our shows, but as usual, some of the best stuff comes completely off the cuff, and we're going to rewind it back to Tuesday's Rindle Report, going into the final story, just the moment that had us both rolling here on Men and Woods.
Finally, a man was shot over the weekend in Louisville, and police report that it was because of a Hot Pocket.
They are tasty.
They're fine.
They're fine. You like I mean, it depends on how
you don't eat hot pockets.
I don't. But if you put them in the air fryer instead of the microwave sleeve never gets them crispy enough.
I like how they call that sleeve, by the way, a crisping sleeve. Yeah. That thing doesn't crisp anything. Nothing. Oh, you mean the soggy, boiling hot, half-frozen sleeve? Crisping sleeve my ass. It's never crisped anything. Is it possible to crisp something in a microwave, ever? No. Something that was frozen. Can you crisp something in a microwave?
No.
What are we, idiots? And we're like, just slide it in the old crisping sleeve.
Someone hasn't sued them about that at some point.
There's nothing, you cannot crisp anything.
Crisping sleeve.
Crisp these, man. You can't crisp anything.
A 64-year-old man named...
Oh, it's cool. It's got the silver inside.
Yeah, that's going to really
now
help.
Now I got it.
You know it can't be metallic, though.
Yeah, it can't be metallic.
The microwave
will explode. It's amazing. So
it's really just cardboard.
It's cardboard with silver cardboard. Yeah. Yeah, if we paint it silver, these morons will think that it crisps their Hot Pocket. I hate it
well,
so much.
Here's the thing. If you're eating Hot Pockets, you're probably hammered drunk.
How about this? So, how about the Stouffer's French bread pizza that you flip on the silver trellis or whatever it is, like, and you lay it up there? Oh, that's different from putting it on a paper plate. Stupid. So stupid. And here we all bought in. Oh, I'm in.
Decades.
We've
all bought into the crispy sleeve.
The crispy sleeve. It's a myth, and you're all suckers, all of us.
Just a bunch of idiots.
Where is the R&D? I want to see the research.
I
want
to see it. Show me one that you crisped. Please. Show me one that you crisped for once. It's impossible. It just doesn't exist. Crisping sleeve.
Old 64-year-old Clifton was arrested on Sunday after police said he shot his roommate following an argument in their neighborhood.
Oh, my God, dude.
Police said that his roommate had eaten the last Hot Pocket, so he started throwing tiles at him. And then the arrest warrant says that the roommate tried to leave and run away, and Williams went back inside and got a gun.
Shot him.
And shot him ass. No, he was treated at a nearby hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, but the man was so pissed that he ate the last Hot Pocket. He ran inside, got a gun, and shot him in the ass.
In the butt. Brilliant.
Saw a picture of the man that committed the crime.
I can see him in my mind's eye. I used to sell him Police Activities League stickers, Paulie, to be honest with you. I promise you.
It's exactly whatever you think it is, that's what it is.
Oh, that was great. That was great. I loved it.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by SC Johnson Off. This is Pre-Tection. Yep, Pre-Tection, the everyday skin protection ritual that protects your skin from mosquitoes. Prevention is the best protection. Off, the number one dermatologist-recommended repellent.
What is a dermatologist?
Dermatologist-recommended repellent.
Yes.
SC
It's been a minute.
Johnson.
It has been a minute. A dermatologist.
Got a lineup.
Oh, good. Let's hear it, Paulie. I'm sure it will.
Weird changes?
I'm sure
Bob Melvin
will spark confidence.
Bob Melvin was certainly in a state last night after the game.
He was, dude.
If it was any one of us, we'd probably throw a blowtorch to the next day's lineup and do something completely different.
Nelly Cruz leading off, playing third.
My guess is Bob Melvin went to the hotel, slept it off, got up in the morning and said, my best option is throwing my best lineup out there as usual, and it's going to look pretty much like it does every other day.
Guys are righty on the bump.
Or am I wrong?
Yep, righty on the bump. Blake Snell going for the Padres.
Okay.
Leading off, playing right field, Fernando Tatis Jr. Batting second, playing first base, Jake Cronenworth.
Okay.
Juan Soto batting third and left. Xander hitting cleanup, playing short. Carpenter's DH. Odor batting sixth at second base. Ha-Sung Kim batting seventh, playing third. Grisham in center, and Sullivan catching. Blake Snell
back
batting ninth.
Back starts for Sully.
Pretty much the expected lineup. Ha-Sung Kim, I think, moves up a slot. He's hitting better than most right now. He leads the team in WAR right now, ahead of even Juan Soto. Ha-Sung Kim, who gets more criticism, I think, from Padres fans than most, actually leads the team in WAR. Been the most productive player when you combine both his offense and defense together. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
That home run he hit yesterday was not the kind. I mean, he hits a few home runs, but usually it's when he really gets his hips into it and pulls it to left.
Yeah.
He crushed that one to center field, a little right of center field. Not something you expect from Ha-Sung Kim. Brett Sullivan, he had a base hit yesterday.
Yeah.
It's enough to get him in the lineup again. He's been catching Blake Snell on the reg.
He has.
The last few starts as well. I was surprised that he started yesterday because I thought, maybe he's not going to catch Blake Snell, but give him two straight starts against righties, get him out there. Not that I've been that impressed with Brett Sullivan behind the plate.
He boxes, you know, when we talked about sloppy earlier, there's a lot of, he boxes a lot of strike, you know, strike three. A lot of times the ump won't give it to you, but he did yesterday, 96, boxes it, picks it up, has to throw the runner out. Now, just crisp, man, crisp baseball. There's so much talent on that roster. It's such a good day. It's such a good day to make things right. Man.
Here's what concerns me. So I look at the lineup: Tatis, Cronenworth, Soto. All right, I have confidence. I know no one got a hit yesterday, but they're going to get on base. They're probably going to get a hit or two, maybe even a home run from one of those three guys in this game. Then it's Bogarts, Carpenter. No faith that either of those guys is going to do anything today. Bogarts struggling badly, struck out four times yesterday. Got another right-hander today. And Carpenter has looked kind of lost the last few games as well.
Hit that bomb, but that's really it.
All right, then Odor and Kim. All right.
Maybe our best two.
You know, they're kind of
maybe they should
together.
Be one and two.
You know, they've been hitting, so that's all right. But then Grisham and Sullivan, it's like, all right, now you're back to two guys that you really are expecting an 0-for-8, maybe 1-for-9 at
best
today.
The pressure just mounts.
So you got two back-to-backs in your lineup of guys who are struggling. Well, when you have more than three or four guys struggling, there's no way to...
have eight guys struggling. It's very, very hard to construct a lineup with eight guys in the blender, you know, at all times, pretty much, with this team.
There's no... Yeah, you can criticize Bob Melvin all you want. There's no way to put together the lineup.
What's the winning combo of eight guys that are scuffling? So, you know, I mean, it again, on paper, it sets up nicely for a Padres win. I do feel like we're going to win today. Blake Snell needs to dominate the Nationals. Dominate. No effing around, man.
First pitch, right.
Just bam, pound the zone, and let's see what happens, man. Let these guys, let Dom Smith take his swings. Let... Heimer, Candelario, let them hack, bro. If they get a hit, they get a hit.
If you give up two solo home runs on 0-0 pitches because you're trying to get ahead,
so what?
I still think you're better off than battling deep into counts and,
walking,
and falling behind.
You know, yeah, walking seven
you know,
guys.
Get ahead. Throw that fastball.
Challenge him to hit it. Let him hit it.
You know, and adjust later. But for now, just challenge him. Right down the middle on the first pitch. Get ahead.
I love you guys. We'll be back on Tuesday. Ben and I, Paulie, have a great, great time in Las Vegas. You deserve it. You've earned it. Don't answer your phone. We don't need anything. Like, we got everything from here. Really shut it down. Get it back to neutral. Because something tells me the next few months are going to be a bit of a grind. Here
Woods, you took
Woods.
The under 1.5 wins over the next 4 days. I hope we're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong. I'm happy to pay that $10.
My wallet and the Padres fans' sake. That'll do it for us. Thanks for bringing your children in this morning, Woods.
Super
Everybody
fun.
Have a great weekend this time. Be safe. We'll talk to you Tuesday morning. For Paul Reindel, Stephen Woods.
See you, boys.
I'm Ben Higgins. Yeah, see you, everybody, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.